According to the learning styles test, 1, I am predominantly a visual learner. I suppose this is true, though considering most of my education has been via reading the written word, I'm a bit skeptical. Regardless, I cannot deny that similar to my kiddos, I respond very well to highly interactive and visually stimulating material. 3 ways that I can optimize my learning in regards to my specific learning style would be the following. 1, inputting new information into interactive graphic organizers could be particularly beneficial for me as a visual learner. Instead of reading through a long passage, for example, I might better benefit from seeing the main idea and major subpoints listed within connected and cascading bubbles within an interactive map, such as MindJet. 2, utilizing pictures, graphs, and perhaps even organizing such things on a poster might help me understand new information as well. For example, when deciding which country to study abroad in, I was swayed slightly by the PowerPoint presentation on Belgium, which included a wide variety of intriguing photographs as opposed to the speeches given for the other 2 countries I was interested in. 3. Perhaps the greatest way I have learned is through documentaries. 2 such documentaries that stand out in my mind are Food Incorporated and The Power of Nightmares. In the former, I was swayed to buy organic milk and support organic farming in as many capacities as I can. In addition, it was not until I saw how animals are treated in this country that I decided to live a mostly vegetarian, organic lifestyle. In the latter, the documentary explains Middle East-American relations dating back to the 1950s. I particularly remember a scene of dancing from the 50s in which the current political leader of that time in Egypt deemed us Americans and our 1950s supposed liberal ways as sinning against Allah. Such documentaries have had lasting impacts on me, where there are a plethora of speeches, lectures, and books that I appreciated at the time but have since forgotten. The impact all of this may have on my kiddos is threefold. First, I suspect in our highly media-focused world that there are quite a few students who respond well to visual stimuli like myself. Second, because I am a product of this society and do understand shorter attention spans, I try to select books and activities based on quality of the text and message, but also on the quality of the images, graphic organizers, etc. Finally, when it comes to breaking down sub-skills for my kiddos, I try to incorporate a great deal of learning activities that appear as games. Such colorful boards and board pieces keep my kiddos well engaged, and most importantly, they are learning the skills they need to under the illusion of a colorful game. This leads me to my final point. With visual stimuli, interactive games, graphic organizers, videos, and the like, my kiddos do have the opportunity for classroom play within a more organized fashion. Granted, I only see my kiddos for upwards of 45 minutes, but even so, I believe the only way my interventions will actually help them is if it engages them. I'm very aware of the fact that before seeing me, they have been sitting at a desk for a good portion of the day, so I try to keep my lessons short, intense, to the